All right. I don't feel like I gave this story enough attention when it came out. And now, and I even see on the AP version of this, it really has created a Willy Wonka-like effect for the golden ticket. God bless me. This Paul Skeens card, this magical card, one of a kind. There's only one out there. Everybody wants it. There's a certain lore to lottery tickets. And I don't have it, by the way. Part of me does for this card, but not really. I have a lot of things that maybe aren't helpful to me. An addiction to caffeine, an addiction to sugar. I watch too much sports. Lots of things that aren't particularly good for me. What I don't have, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but what I don't have is the lore of the lottery ticket. And I don't know about you, Limits, but sometimes I'll be in a 7-Eleven somewhere and people will ask for lottery tickets. And I'm like, my thought is you're just flushing your money down the toilet, especially when it's, you know, one in a trillion type thing. I don't know what your thoughts are on that, but that's the way I feel. But I also understand. I understand. I get it at some level. And obviously, it's a lore for a lot of people. That's why they sell so many lottery tickets.
Yeah, I'm not a huge lottery guy, Joe. Like, not really at all. But I'm in full agreeance with you on this card. It just has, seems like, more value than just a card. Any card, obviously, because of the monetary value for it, but because it's Skeens. And I think people thinking that he could be the greatest of all time can make this card worth something.
Yes,
that's
like the golden ticket.
Yes.
That's what I was trying to articulate. There's a certain magic to it. Who's going to find it? That was the whole theme of that movie. Who's going to get this chance, this one in a million chance? I want to get this chance. And yes, you're right. The fact that it's Skeens makes it so. So we had the general, Jeff Patton, from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry, come on and tell us about that lore and about how he's getting, you know, boxes of these cards and they're just flying off the shelves. And the Pirates, in an unprecedented move, they want this card to the point where they're willing to put together a package that includes season tickets behind home plate at PNC Park for 30 years, a softball game on the field, a meet and greet with Skeens, all of that, maybe more, who knows, plus Livy Dunn got into the act here, saying whoever produces the card and trades it with the team can take in a Pirates game alongside her in a luxury suite. I mean, all of this. So, of course, people are going crazy. I get it. Let's hear what the general said, because he can quantify that better than any of us.
Every single day we're out of the product, and I have more cases overnighted, and I meet the UPS man here at 8:30 in the morning. Today's regiment is almost gone already. Every single day we go through 40 or 50 boxes. It's the most unprecedented thing ever. And don't ever say the Pirates don't know how to market, because for $0, they put out a story on Friday afternoon in November and took headlines. If we could only do that on the field, but they took marketing headlines by this campaign of theirs. I mean, it's all that people are talking about.
There you go. So somewhere out there, there's a Grandpa Joe just like me, somebody who's been in bed for 30 years, and the grandkid will walk in with the golden ticket, with the Skeens card, and Grandpa Joe will jump out of bed and suddenly spring to life, Limits. This is that type of magical fairy tale. It's going to come true for somebody. So I do get the lore. I've seen where some TV stations have said they're going to open packs on the air. And I want to ask you right now, are we allowed to do that? Can you check on that? Can you imagine if you and I could get a couple packs and open them on the air, the suspense we would engender there?
I'll find out right now, because if we are able to do it, we definitely should.
I think we should. Don't leave me, because I'm out at JP Roofing and Siding.
The answer is yes, we could do that on the air.
It'd be unbelievable. I'm telling you that right now. Can you imagine if we got it? Then what do we do with it? We're not allowed to win, are we, or are we?
Well, I think we're not eligible for the General's card of the week, but I think we would be eligible to win the card. I mean, we're just like fans like anyone else.
We're just like anyone else. Yeah, let's do that. So your job is to go get us a box of cards today. Can you do that?
If I can find one.
Well, let's get to the lines here, because the other thing the general told us is that the Pirates are already getting met by other offers. Like there's other people. Who do we know? Who did he mention who they are, or what kind of offers are out there? He thinks that the Pirates are going to have to up that offer.
I haven't seen too many that are public. I can put some further research into that, but I would imagine that whatever that offer would be worth for the Pirates, somebody's just going to offer X amount of $1 million for the card.
$1 million?
I could see $1 million, maybe 1.5 for this card, yes.
I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know about that.
If Matt Holliday's putting up $100,000 for the Jackson Holliday card, I know that's his son. Could Paul Skeens, who might be the next Nolan Ryan, greatest pitcher of all time, Bob Gibson, fetch? What could it get?
Well, the general said that the people who come into his store, and these are the type of people who are, you know, traffic in these things, he took an informal poll of 100 people and said, would you take the Pirates' offer? And 85 said no. Would you? If we open this thing on the air and Little Limits gets the magical card, which is a rookie, it's got a patch, a Topps trading card with a patch from Skeens' rookie pitcher jersey and his autograph. If you open this, the Little Wonder Twin, would you take the Pirates' offer or go for something more?
I would strongly consider the offer, but I would use it as a bargaining chip and say, hey, I have what you want. I have all the leverage here. If you really want this, you're going to offer me more than what you originally put out there. This is your initial offer. There's going to be more negotiating.
That's a kind way of saying what I would say is I'll take the season tickets, the softball game, the meet and greet, and the Livy Dunn meet and greet, and you can add hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's what I would say. I think I would say that.
Yeah, you need to. I mean, if you have something that everyone is coveting, if you have all the leverage in this situation, why not use it to your advantage? Especially if you are going to ultimately Pirates.
Could you bargain your way into a spot on the team? I hear they need hitting. What if you said you just wanted to bat leadoff one game, and what's the difference if you have Key Brian Hayes batting leadoff anyway?
You get to make a pinch hit appearance in the ninth, bases loaded, nobody's out. Tying runs on third.
You might give him a better chance to win. I would say I wanted to appear in a game. Seriously. What if they let you? If they signed you to a one-day contract and said City Limits can take an at-bat in a major league game, what would you do?
I think that they would definitely do that for a spring training game. Remember when Garth Brooks was signed to like a 10-day contract and they had him play out there? They would do it in spring training. They would not do it for a regular season game and make you an official member of the major leagues. I feel like that would ruffle way too many feathers in clubhouses. It would just be so bad. Here's Joe Starkey batting leadoff for the Pirates.
Well, I could be wrong about this, about the magic and the lore of all of this. But let's put it to the test here. Like, are people interested in this at 412-928-9370? 928-9370. The general just told us that cases of cards are coming off the shelves every day at his place, the Baseball Card Castle. He meets the UPS guy or whoever every morning at 8:30, and then they start to sell like hotcakes. Like, are you people out there enchanted by this at all? Are you? And would you take the Pirates' offer for this card? You know what we didn't ask? Or maybe we did and I missed it? What does the general think this card is ultimately worth money-wise?
Yeah, I don't think we did get that from the general.
Text him, please.
I'll ask. We do have and a couple people who would like to weigh in as well.
All right, while I'm talking to them, text the general, and how could we miss that question? I'm ashamed of myself. Ask him how much this card he thinks will ultimately be worth. Who do we got?
Let's start with Troy on the mount.
Hello, Troy.
Yo, this is the shiestiest deal you could ever imagine. I can't believe the Pirates are putting something this low and this terrible out as a package for one of those.
Well, how much do you think this will be worth?
Listen, one of my buddies is in this line of work. He does this. He trades cards and he gets I guarantee you, in 5 years from now, that card is north of $2 million. I guarantee it. And they're trying to give you season tickets.
North of $2
million?
North of $2 million? Well, it's not just any meet and greet, by the way. A lot of people would highly value, and I appreciate the call, a meet and greet with Livy Dunn. I mean, first of all, how much would season tickets be for 30 years? Oh, limitless wonder. How much are they for 1 year? Do you know?
I would say, it's obviously depending on where it is. If it's the club that's like specifically right behind home plate, which I believe this is, I don't know, 5,000 maybe?
That's it? For the club seats? Let's say they're $5,000 a year. Oh, here we go. They're up to 12,000. Let's say you get the 12,000 and then times 30, that's $360,000. Yeah, they're going to have to up that, I think, and maybe play a little better baseball to make it worth the buck. No pun intended. Next.
Let's go to Bert in Blonox.
Actually, the pun was intended. Hello, Bert.
Hey, Joe. A couple things real quick. First of all, I wouldn't take the Pirates offer. Secondly, the thing that I think a lot of people, I mean, it's great to know about this card and its value at the moment, but you know, heaven forbid, Paul Skeen blows his arm out. Now, all of a sudden, what happens? Whoever pays $1 million for this card, I don't know if it's going to be worth that. Okay, well, so you're taking a risk in that regard.
Sure.
And finally, I'm still mystified as to why the Pirates want this card. Does Bob Nutting want it for his own collection or something? That's all I got. Bye.
Ask the general that question, too, Limits. I mean, I guess just because it's so rare, you'd want it in your own archives. Maybe want to display it somewhere. Or am I out of my mind? Why do they want this so badly? For the obvious reason?
Yeah, they said they want to just have it displayed at PNC Park for all Pirates fans to enjoy, is what their explanation was.
Now, that actually kind of makes sense to me, doesn't it, to you?
Yeah, it fully does. If it's that historic, I'm sure the Pirates would like it, maybe in their own personal, put it right by the Pirates Hall of Fame, even.
Did you buy the pack of cards yet?
No. Joe, I mean, you heard how quickly they're selling. I got to go into more detail on how to get them.
I was only kidding, Limits. Join audio radio stations, Pitt Athletics, and Saloni's Italian Bakery at the Market District at Settlers Ridge. Wait a second. Limits, what's today?
The 20th.
Okay, then you can actually still do that today. Today's the last day. From 2 until 7 p.m., while you're out buying supplies for your tailgates and Turkey Day celebrations, help us fill up the truck to benefit Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank and support your local community members. Help us bring home the biggest haul to Pitt. Learn more at 937thefan.com.